Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 3:30 in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 10th of December. The US Federal Reserve's December 2025 meeting and its associated press conference from Fed Chair Powell is finally with us. There is a small degree of uncertainty in financial markets, with about one in five economists looking for unchanged rates. But investors are now pretty much looking for a rate cut. If one wants to engage in conspiracy theories, one might suggest that the fact the Fed did not delay the meeting until after the missing employment data was released is a signal that the Fed chair is sufficiently confident in the outcome as to be happy to move without much new information. On the other hand, the quality of US labour market data has deteriorated so much in recent years that maybe the Fed is just not interested in the random numbers that are typically generated every month. It seems likely the Fed will go for a further rate cut in the early part of 2026. What is perhaps more interesting today is the extent of division within the Federal Reserve. This is potentially storing up trouble for Fed Chair Powell's successor as Fed Chair. A Fed that is prepared to dissent under Powell may be more inclined to dissent under a Fed chair who commands less respect in the institution and the wider financial markets. So, what do the hypothetical rate cuts actually achieve in the US economy? They're probably not meant to be stimulatory. It would be strange to stimulate as US inflation creeps higher, and as most projections suggest, it has higher to go before it peaks. However, there is little that the Fed can do to directly change the inflation consequences of either supply shocks or trade tariffs. It could offset them by causing deflation in other areas of the US economy, but that might be considered an excessively high amount of economic damage to levy. Ignoring the inflation it cannot help without stimulating inflation in areas it can influence seems the most sensible course of action. But if not inflation, then the Fed's move must be focused on the labour market side of its mandate. This is probably an insurance policy against a shattering of the US labour market. So much of the US growth outlook depends on keeping the fear of unemployment suitably low. Cutting rates may help to keep a few more people from losing their jobs. Not stimulating growth by creating new enterprises or expanding credit, but preventing an abrupt increase in job losses that would rapidly turn into a loss of consumer spending. The downside risk is probably too abrupt for the Fed to stop if it were to be set in motion, so it's best to try and head it off with an insurance rate cut or two. China's consumer and producer price inflation data for November were basically as expected, with a fraction more deflation in the producer price numbers. Consumer price inflation accelerated, but this was due to food prices. Food prices matter, particularly for an economy at China's state of development, but also because food is a high-frequency purchase. However, food prices are often supply-side driven, especially in China. In this case, a sharp increase in food and vegetable prices pushed inflation higher. Higher food prices are not, therefore, reflecting a shift in economy-wide supply and demand patterns that would constitute genuine inflation. It would be fair to characterize China as still being in a low inflation, possibly disinflationary environment, and that is why the Politburo has been focused so much on attempting to shore up domestic demand. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.